On Wednesday, the Constitutional Court ruled that healthcare reforms introduced by the government this year did not contradict the Czech constitution. The ruling came 6 months after the opposition Social Democrats and the Communists put forward petitions against the reforms, which, as of January the 1st, have required patients to pay 30 crowns, almost $2, for every visit to the doctors. The verdict was close, with only 8 out of 15 members of the court ruling in favour. Jan Wellinger joins us in the studio now to discuss the impact of the decision and where things could go from here. So Jan, how important was Wednesday's ruling?
Ruth, there's no question that the government, and specifically the health minister Tomáš Julínek, must have breathed a small sigh of relief. It would have been more than a little embarrassing, as well as damaging for him and the coalition and even the prime minister, had the court ruled that the fees went against the Czech constitution and were indeed illegal. A lot hangs in the balance. Mirek Topolánek's government introduced its first wave of fiscal reforms at the start of this year in order to cut down on the public debt and had the fees, which include those 30 crowns per day for a visit to the doctors, being rolled back. I think it would have arguably shattered the government's plans and dampened the chances for further reforms. In this respect, it is an important ruling, and the health minister has now also interpreted it as confirmation the government can go ahead with additional plans.
How does the public view the fees, and is the new system having the desired effect?
Well, speaking of the public, I think it's fair to say that many probably never really approved of the fees, especially those who remember free healthcare under the communists. It's not surprising that groups such as pensioners or lower-income families are often against. On the other hand, the first quarter has shown that the fees have significantly helped reduce spending. Sources point to 20% in savings. That's around 1.6 billion crowns, or the equivalent of 106 million U.S. dollars. So the payments have had a positive effect in reducing also the number of unwarranted visits by patients to doctors, which were high and also a drain on the system. So they're saving funds, which were slipping through the cracks.
And so how is the opposition taking this defeat?
Well, there's no surprise there. Obviously, the Social Democrats and the Communists are fuming. Some on Wednesday charged the government had leaned on the Constitutional Court, and others pointed to the fact that it was only a slim victory, basically 8 judges to 7 out of that 15, although it would have actually required 9 votes to strike down the fees as unconstitutional. Of course, the opposition is saying this is by no means the end of it. The government is going to be hit from all sides by countermeasures such as a public strike, which is expected in late June. And as well, both opposition parties, both the Social Democrats and the Communists, are promising to do away with the fees altogether should they win the next general election.
That said, I understand some changes are expected anyway, right?
That's right. A lot of that has to do with tension between the coalition itself, because the two smaller parties, the Christian Democrats and the Greens, are basically, they want to see changes to the fees. They want to see fees struck down for children. Mr. Julínek, the health minister, isn't really listening to that. He's sort of making concessions that that could be done for children or for toddlers up to the age of 3. But really, the Christian Democrats and the Greens would like it to affect children, say, even up to the age of 18, and also to affect pensioners. So indeed, that's going to be the next battleground for the health minister. As he said on Wednesday, some people thought he was uncorking the champagne just yet. They were mistaken. And, so that's where things are at this time.
Jan Wellinger, thanks for that report. Now, anyone who has visited